Check what you know, page 180. Activité 2. I know how to understand an audio recording about indigenous art.
And now our art review. Hello, Alan. So you're going to talk about the new exhibition at the Rockwell Museum of Western Art, right?
Yes, Maggie. Let me start with a question. Well, two questions, actually. What is Indian art? Who is an Indian? During the 1800s, when tribes lived separated from most Americans, these questions were fairly simple to answer. Indians lived largely on reservations, and the art they produced was Indian art. Since at least the late 1800s, however, the situation has changed a lot. More than 4 million Native Americans from hundreds of different tribes and many ethnic and cultural identities now live and work in every corner of America. They have also become increasingly avid consumers, as well as producers, of popular culture. Yet, popular culture is a double-edged sword, which has frequently portrayed American Indians as, at one extreme, innocent children of nature, and at the other extreme, bloodthirsty savages. These hurtful stereotypes are deeply ingrained in American culture, and it is impossible to ignore them. As the Indian experience in America has changed so much, American Indian art has changed as well. The new Rockwell Museum exhibition clearly shows the extent of these changes. The various Native artists in this exhibition confront Indian stereotypes, investigate popular culture, and explore modern Indian identities in their art. Yet even so, these artists maintain a dialogue with their unique tribal cultures. So if you want to understand what Indian art really is, what it looks like, what it means, go to the Rockwell Museum of Western Art. It's definitely worth it.